Tam. So the Gemara Mincha Maya didn't say. Who's talking about a Mincha here? We're talking about now the Loch of Zrikas Adam. You cannot make a Zrikas Adam unless you have a Kazayas of Vosel left over. So what does the Mincha have to do with here? So the answer is yes. I'm a Rapopo Minchas Nisochim. We're talking about the Mincha that's supposed to be brought with the Korban. And it's like this. Salka Dayatachamin, I would have thought to say, Ho Yulavahadi Zavachasio, since this Mincha comes a Chayv because of the Korban, this Korban is turned Nisochim. You have to bring the Mincha with the Korban. Yes, I would have thought to say, Kigufa the Zavach Damya. It's considered like Mamma to go for the Korban itself. And therefore, if you have nothing left over, only this Mincha, you can make a Zrikas Adam, Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush no. According to Yeshua, you can only make a Zrikas Adam if there's some Bosa or Imurim of the Korban itself left over. But if there's no Bosa, no Imurim, just the Mincha, that's not matter, you cannot make a Zrikas Adam. Now the Gemara says, Man the Apostle, what's like a Shan Rosh Lakish? What does he say here that this Kemitza, you cannot burn the Kemitza, either some part of the Shrine left over? And if you clearly quote with Yeshua by Dam, as long as there's a Kazayas of Vos left over, you are allowed to make the Zrikas Adam. The Chura said the same story here also. You should be able to burn the Kemitza as long as there's a Kazayas of the Shrine left over. Where it says, no, Shani Yoch here is different by Yemincha. Yomakra, the Apostle says, Feherim ha'koyim min ha'mincha es afkarosa v'hiktir ha'mizbecha. So what it says, Feherim ha'koyim ha'mincha, the courage to take off the afkarosa means take the kemitza, and v'hiktir, the kemitza burns on the mizbeach. So the dash, the mitzvah say, ha'mincha, v'hiktir ha'mizbecha ha'mincha, and it should burn on the mizbeach the mincha. So the dash, the na'di'isa l'kule mincha, l'yakter, unless the old mincha is around, you're not allowed to burn it. The shash, you're going to burn the Kemitza, it has to be that the whole Mincha is around. That's Shan Rosh Lakish. So therefore, if part of it is missing before you burn the Kemitza, you're not allowed to burn it. Vidach, what did you have to do with this? Vidach, min ha-mincha means Mincha Shoyis HaKvar. Shas means the main thing, it has to be Sholem B'Shas Kemitza. Rashi says, Shoyis HaKvar, Shleim B'Shas HaKemitz. B'Shas HaKem took off the Kemitza, then the Mincha was a Sholem. Ha-Fagab the Hashta, and the Shleim, even though right now it's not Shalom, still Yakti have right to burn it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan would learn. The main thing is, that B'Shas Kemitza, that'd be a Shalom. And friend says, Shleim of B'Shas Kemitza Yakti, I forgot that's the Shleim. Chit says, the Machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara says, Eis for Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan is the Kashi, not Rish Lakish. It says we have before, Ad Shaloi Porko Nifrat Lachmo. Let's say before they took off the lechem upon them off the shulchan, lechem broke, so it became missing. So our lechem posel, lechem is posel, and therefore the yain makti roll of esabzichin. When they take off the bzichin, you're not allowed to burn it, because again the bzichin is like the kemitza. So since the lechem was chosar, was nifras, before they took the kemitza, that's called the mincha shechosar. It's posel to make the kemitza. What's going to be though v'yimi sheporko Nifras lachma. Let's say after they took off the lechem off of the shulchan, then one lechem broke open. So halechem pot and chnam the lechem tak is posel. They now eat the lechem, but umachter olav esabzichin. But you're allowed to burn the bzichin again, like the kemitza was done already. So you're allowed to burn the kemitza, even though the shirayim is chosar. And the yomer of Lozer says, Loi Pirka Mamish, it doesn't really mean they took off ready the lechem, they took off ready the bezichin. Elekivran Shegiya Zman Alifrat. As long as it became ready the seventh hour of the day on Shabbos, that now it's a Zman to take off the lechem upon him. V'yafa Pishla Pirka, even though they did not take off the lechem yet, still it's okay. Now Rashi says, Ridullah Yitzrach, we don't have to bring down this Gemara of what Rabbi Elazar said, the Loi Pirka Pirka Mamish. In order, Elo, El Adi the Tan Liel Tani Hocha. Because I call upon him, here it's a proof to say that Alma, what do we see? That even though the Shirayim was Chosru, then the Kemitza and the Akhtara, like over here, if they first took off the Bezichim, and then it was Nifras of Halechem, Lechem was Chosar, still you're allowed to burn the Bezichim. So who you see, like Rabbi Yechanan, that if the Shirayim is Chosar, after the Kemitza, still you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. So Marin says, or Malay Rish Lakos lands back and say, Harmani Rebelezi, this goes according to Rebelezi Shita.
Like we said before, according to Rebbe Lez, everybody agrees that he owes, even though there's no Shirayim, there's no Bosra, Chelev around, still you're allowed to make a Zrika Saddam. So according to Rebbe Lez, there's no Shayin Lavad, you're allowed to make the Kemitza. Our only Shal was according to Yeshua. So Shlokos to learn, this Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lez. So Omalei, Yechin says back, I tell you a whole complete Mishnah. If you're married to Liat, Rebbe Lez, and you want to tell me it goes according to Rebbe Lez, if this goes according to Rebbe Lez, Rebbe Lez, Ma'ira Nifras, what do you have to say just at Lechem? Was Nifras, was broken, that part of it, the Chosar, Afilu Sarah Fiyodef V'Ovad Nami Machshir. According to Rebbe Lez, he owes, even if the whole Lechem would have been burnt up, would have been lost. So you let it be Machshir, the Kemitza, let it be Machshir, the Bezichim. And since the Mishnah says clearly only that Nifras Alechem, Mash, when the Lechem broke, it was Chosar, so the Chur, it's going according to Rebbe Yeshua Shita, that you have to have something left over. And as long as something is left over, it's okay. Kurtzarat Rabbi Yechna, Takashin Mashlokish. Ishtik, so Mashlokish kept quiet. Fadimara, Ramai Shosik, why do you keep quiet? Leimele, why do you say, Siba Shani? Let him say, listen here, the Lechem upon him, that's a Korban Siba, that's a Mincha Siba. Hey, by Mincha, it's different. Here it can be Makta, the Kemitzam, even though the Shrine was Chosar. Well, he should have answered this way. The Mara says, Hoyle, hey, the Fosvaris, Leimelei Tziba Shani, Hail the Ishtari Tumma Lagabayu, Ishtari Nami Chaseris. Since we know by Korban Tziba, he let her bring it even Betumma. So you see, they're special at Terim by Korban Tziba. But I hear what they have at Chosar also be a matter this. Even though it's Chosar, still be a matter. Oh, my Rav Adda Baravo, Zoy Samiras, here it's approved to say, Ha Chesorin Kebal Mum Domi. And you know, a Chesorin, if it's missing from the Mincha, it's like a Balmum. And V'yayim Balmum B'tzibah. In other words, that's not a good terrace. Just like even though by a Korban Tzibah there's no heta to bring a Balmum, who are then by a Korban Tzibah there's no heta to bring a Choser. If it's Choser, there's no heta. So therefore, that's the Rosh Lakish did not answer. That's the Rosh Lakish was Shosak. So we're Mash Metzirayim to Rabbi Yechanon. That if you made the Kemitza, then it's Choser Hashirayim, as long as something is left over, still you'd be allowed to burn the Kemitza. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rapparop was sitting down. Okom Olo Hashemite, saying over this halacha. Om Olei Rabbi Yosef Bar Shemaya the Rapparop. So Yosef Bar Shemaya said to Rapparop, that Mi Lo Yaskinon. Aren't we talking about over here? So as she says, it means to say, Mi Lo Yaskinon, Blutad Liel. So really the sheet there drawn and says like this, that Kleima, that it means to say, Mi Hocho Lo Mashma Dechsorin Kebal Mum Domi. For me, you can't bring any proof that a Chesorin. A mincha that's chosav loch like a balmum to save my korban tzibur, it's not hutra. Why not? Milu yaskinon, the Rabbi Yochanan of Rosh Lakish, the mincha soimer the tzibuhi. That aren't they talking about, even, isn't there machlokes even the case of a mincha soimer that's a korban tzibur, opligi and still yagyu. The kids, you can't bring me any proof to say that by chosav is like a balmum. Could be no. But just they themselves, goof argue in this case, even by Mincha Tzibur, that's goof where the Machlokes of Yerchim Rosh Lakish was. So that's why Rosh Lakish kept quiet. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Malkiyov, Tona Chod, one price we learned. The Pasuk says, Misoto, you have to have all the cellos, all the flour there. So we darshin shim chos, rakol shub sula. If any part of the amount of the flour is missing, the Mincha is psula. Mishamna, the Pasuk says, from oil, Shimchos or a kol shu posel. If you're missing the amount of shem you're supposed to have, also it's a psul. Rashi says, "Selus yisarim is boy lug shemen. For every sarin of flour, you have to have one lug of shemen." So kitzo, when the pasuk says misulta mishamna, means you have to have the complete shear. If you're missing a little bit, the minchas posel. The tani, another brayse we learned, v'hanoy seres mina mincha, what's left over from the mincha. And the Shita says the word Vanaseros Tekel means Minha Mincha. So Darshi Minha Mincha means Pratla Mincha Shechosra, excluding if there's something missing from the Mincha. What's missing? He Shechosra he Vishechosa Koimso Vishlehikta Milivnoiso Klum. That if you're missing part of the Mincha, part of the Kemitza, part of Lavoina, the Mincha's Posel. The question is Trey Kroy Vichaseros Lomeli. What do I have to have two psukim to teach us? Misolta, that you have to have the complete amount of selis. Mishamna, the complete amount of shemen. And then the pasuk, minha mincha, you need the whole mincha. So, love, aren't these two psukim teaching us chodo lemincha shechos for kerdin kmitza. One is if you're missing part of the isarin before you made the kmitza, that the mincha is tzula. V'chad, and the second pasuk is lishirayim shechos ben kmitza laktara. That even after they made the kohen made a kmitza, now if it's missing from the shirayim, you're not allowed to burn the kmitza. That's the second pasuk. If so, it should be a tiyuf to the Rabbi Yechonon v'tavayil. The chur is a kasha and Rabbi Yechonon now. Both prosim, it's a kasha and Rabbi Yechonon. Shmuel says, no, it's not a kasha and Rabbi Yechonon. Atayi chodo lemincha shechos for koidim kemitza. And echnami, that what? That if the mincha is missing before you made the kemitza, that dinei v'mei beisei v'malenu in. If you go home and bring more mincha now and fill up the kli before you make the kemitza, be kasha. But if you don't come to fill it up, it's possible. And v'chad, the second pasuk is lishirayim shechoschu ben kemitza laktara. That if the shirayim, true, after you made the kemitza, some part of the flower of the shirayim got lost. So locher is the yaf agav the master kemitza layim. Even though according to Rabbi Yechon, you're allowed to burn the kemitza, but I call upon him oisam shirayim, this leftover flower, asurim biachila, it's also tidit. Therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yechon. The boy Lucas, he had a question like this. The Divriyam, according to Mandi Yom, it says, Shira Yim Shechosu Ben Kemitza Laktara, Master Kermitzalayim, in the current Rabbi Yechonon, that even though there's a Choser in the Shirayim, but since you made the Kemitza first, the Shas Kemitza, it was a Shalem, to have a Shiloh, that now you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. But I see Shirayim, the leftover Mincha, what's going to be? Mahim Ba'achila, the Mutatid or not? But this Psalm is Divriyam, across, he was said, the Pesach says, Vahanoi Seris. Only the leftover shirayim you'll have to eat. If that's it, the whole mincha is here. The only thing that's missing is only the kemitza. So if you're missing something else more than the kemitza, from the shirayim something is also missing, and the chlami then is a heta b'achila. Even according to Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yana Yama, meha mincha means mincha shayse kvar, only if you have no mincha that was here before. But if something is missing right now, even though you have a right to make a kemitza, but our koponim, it's also bachila. Then the Mishnah says, komas b'smol, if the kohen uses left hand, it's possible. Minon and Emilia, how do we notice from? Omer Rab Zeir, the Omer Kodoposik says, v'yakre v'esamincho, v'yamalai kapim imenu. So, kav zeir, this handful, en yudea ma, what does it mean? Kishwam, when the Posik says, v'loch ha-kohen milug ha-shemen, v'yotzek ha-kaf ha-kohen ha-smilis. So, when the Posik says, take from the lug ha-shemen, and put it on the left hand of the kohen, so kan smilus mashma here. The pasuk has to say kan fakoyin asmos left hand mashma komokim shnei makaf. Usually, whenever the Torah says the word kaf, the palm, ain't what you mean. Avada means the right. For the Gemara Novo, miboyle legufa. We need this for the gufa itself. That what smallest to teach us over here? That where should the kohen put the shema on his left hand? It's not for an extra pasuk. It's come to teach us by the mitzvah. Where does the kohen put the shema? Need a post to say puts it on his left hand. How can we learn out from over here that every other place it means the Amin? Maybe he was in other place also means the Smol. Just have to explain it over here. Smol says, no, I'll tell you, Smol and Sacharinix is. It says another time the word Smol. So why does it say a second time we over here for? The teacher says, Limud, that only over here does the word Kaf mean Smol. But all the places about the Kaf means Yamin. So the Umar V'Aim, why don't they say, a Miat Achimit El Rabbis? Since it says two Miat with the Rabbis. So lechure all over it means smoil. The Gemara knows smoil sachrinixiv. So it says a third time smoil. Therefore, the dik is kan smilus. Only over here by the shaman of the mitzvah does the kohen put the shaman on his left hand. But v'yeinach smilus, no other place. Here by kmitz when the pasuk says v'yakir v'samincha v'yamal kapim menu, the kohen should fill up his hands with it. Which hand does it mean? Which palm? Avad it means the amin, the right. And therefore, if he does it with his left hand, the Mishnah says it's possible. For the Gemara, why don't I say, Adababa, just the opposite. Ma kan smilis, af the almanami smilis. One has said, just like here means a smil, maybe all the place also means a smil. Gemara says, no, our boss smilis, see, it says it four times. Trei b'oni, or trei b'yashir. Kids, it says plenty of times the word smil here, that the dik is dafk over here to use your left hand. But all the places the din is when it says the word kaf, Havad, you have to use your right. Oh, Malay Rabbiya Miller Rabzero, Aboyin Yoda Ha Yamonis, the Aboyin Ragla Ha Yamonis. The Kosiv, which says the Pasha Hashem Mitzayra by Nashir, by Rich Osh, by Mitzayra, Lomali, what does that have to say it's for? they put on your Yod HaYimonis, Rabbein Ragla HaYimonis. And the kasha really is, as the president says, the Kosev Adam Oshim. We know already where to put the Shemon on the Mitzvah. Supposed to put it on the same place you already put the Dam Oshim. And we know already the Dam Oshim went on the right. But since we know already that's where the Dam Oshim is, why is the Pesach have to say again that you put from the Shemin Yod HaYimonis to Abayin Ragla HaYimonis? Pshita has to go on the right hand. Tomorrow says, on top of that, Yudam and Aleph, yes, that Chad is Lahachshir Tzodin.